as of now, he's going to free agency. There is obviously time for that to shift and change.
And here's the thing with that. It only takes one phone call. When it usually only takes one phone call, it's because things are close. Right now, it doesn't seem like it's close at all. Like, there's a difference of being 600-700K apart. This is millions.
A source close to these negotiations told me that if this were close, it would be done. I don't believe that Jarmo Kekäläinen wants to get to 10 million plus. I think he's holding firm on 9-9-something, and Tuck's camp's looking for Kempe plus money.
David Pagnotta. Alex Tuck, the topic. We talked about Tuck for a bit with Marty Baron. We also talked about chickens. Marty has chickens.
And goalies.
And goalies.
He's got goalies, too. He's got a goalie son. He was a goalie, Marty.
Right?
Yep.
He's at West Point?
Yes. At least that's where he played last year. I don't know if that's, there's, you know, guys move around now, but so I don't know what his status is.
Have you been there?
No. No. Only seen it from the campus, from the train.
Okay. I've been there.
Which was nice. Yeah, it looks like it would be a pretty sweet place to visit. I know Ross loves it. Ross Tucker.
I was going to mention that. So my son and I walked around that campus, maybe it's 2 years ago now, and we had been talking to Ross, and he had done games there, and he loved, like you said, like that view from the press box over the Hudson River, I think there. He was excited about that. And I parked at the stadium to try to get a look at it. It's the time of year where you can just walk right in. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe not always.
Yeah.
And I'm at West Point. I'm trying to think, like, is this a place where you can't just walk right in places?
Yeah.
But we did.
Yeah.
And the field was, just like I mentioned about Fisher the other day from having been there on Saturday, the field was completely taken up. I mean, Fisher, they had smooth dirt. Like, they were maybe, I'm sure it's on schedule. Like, there's going to be grass there. West Point looked like there might have been more work being done. But that's kind of cool when you can do that. When you're at a stadium, you just walk right in. And I did that at Cal.
Cool. Yeah.
Right after the Bills had drafted Lynch, I think it was. I was out there.
Yeah.
And we're just parked at the stadium. This is the Stanford Band field, right? That's that field. Just walk right out there. Aaron Rodgers, Lynch, you know, it was 20 years ago. And there was a tunnel, not a tunnel, there's just a big opening in the corner that was just like wide open. It was the summer, and my wife and I just walked right out on the field, stood on the field.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Feels like they can tell us to leave.
Yep.
We'll leave.
Yep. Yeah. It reminds me of Owen and I. We stopped in South Bend on the way to Des Moines. Remember when he got called suddenly, like it was like a Wednesday, and suddenly I'm driving to Des Moines because Owen's going to the USHL. It was pretty cool. South Bend was a good halfway point on that trip. So we stayed there the night. And as we were leaving town, we hadn't been to the campus. We were real close, but we got there at night and it was dark. And we were leaving town, and you know me, I want to get on the road, you know, beat the time on the map app, all that. And we were literally about to get on the highway, and I stopped myself. Like, I had enough awareness to go, like, you're an idiot. Turn around and spend an hour driving around and walking around the Notre Dame campus. You're here. And so we did that.
Got to see Touchdown Jesus.
We did see Touchdown Jesus. We didn't try to get in the football stadium. We really didn't even park that close to the football stadium, but we did park right in front of the hockey rink there, the Notre Dame hockey rink. Mm. And I started walking toward the building, going up there. Owen's like, "What are you doing?" Kind of, he's very rulesy, Owen, and I am too. I'm not a rule breaker. I'm like, I'm just gonna go see if the door's open. He's like, "Oh, come on, no, you shouldn't do." Let's just go see that. Door's open. Like, come on, just take a look. There was a woman figure skating on the rink, on the main ice surface there, and we stood in there and just took it in.
Yep.
And it was a pretty heady time because at that moment, like, you know, the USHL is like the number one pathway to Division I college hockey. And Owen was at 16 being called up to, or 17 to the USHL. It was very exciting. And I just sort of stood there and let him look at it. And like, what kind of wheels are turning here right now for you? Are you like imagining? Like, what? And it was really, really cool. And, you know, he didn't get there, but still, I was so glad I turned around and went back. To see, you know, we never saw another person the whole time we were in there.
Just Dorothy Hamill.
Just as a woman figure skating. Yeah, it was awesome.
Lake Placid, the same thing. That's what we did at Lake Placid. Just see if the doors open.
Yeah.
Walk in and walk around.
All right. It's a hockey rink.
Even
the doors are open a lot.
I'm like your son, and I think you are this way. Saturday at Fisher, we had taken an official tour there for a lacrosse day. The kids are on the field, and it was really hot. This is last Saturday, and I needed water. Wanted water, and couldn't really find it. We stopped and got food and drink at Wegmans, and then I got iced tea. Bad choice, because this is just going to make me more dehydrated. I'm sitting out there in the sun for like 3 hours. I want water. So my wife is sitting there right by, you'll remember this spot at Fisher, where the players come in and out.
Mm-hmm.
The locker room is inside,
yep.
Right there on the turf field, and then to the left from that, as you walk out, is the grass field. And I said, you know, maybe I should just go in there and see if I can get some water inside. Is anybody going to stop me? All the doors say no access.
Uh-huh.
We had just walked through there to come out from the tour. We toured the locker room and everything else.
Yep.
But I was literally standing in front of those doors looking at the no access. And I'm like, I'm going to try it. And it opened, and I got water. Went right into the locker room and got water.
Right, right. Not a problem.
I can't. It's like a magnetic force.
Right. Sometimes you can just go places, you know. I don't know. It's not like
forgiveness, not permission.
They're not having any any security, but like, I don't know, maybe they're just not expecting anyone to even try it, and so you can get in.
Yeah, like the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Just look.
Right.
Just look back there, and there's a guy. There's a guy on a microphone there.
Best example in my life of that is the racetrack at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. In a rental car, leaving, like, there's a drag strip there, there's a dirt track, it's a motorsports complex, right? But the biggest thing is like 150,000 seat, you know, mile and a half racetrack. And we're trying to get out of there. I think we maybe didn't know how to leave to get to the highway to go back to the hotel or go to dinner or whatever we're trying to do. But it's nighttime. It's been a long day. We got a designated driver. The other three of us had many, many beers to drink throughout the day. And this guy's driving, and suddenly there's a tunnel to the track, and there's no gate. There's no nothing blocking it. And he just hangs a right, drives through this tunnel, and we're literally on the racetrack in a, you know, whatever, a 2008 Dodge Charger or something. I don't know. And, like, should we take a lap? Like, no, that just seems too. But we drove around the apron of the track to pit road and parked. There was one race team there working on a car, doing testing or something. But nobody ever, we could have stayed as long. I took a picture of me sitting against the outside wall, like the stands are behind me, at the finish line. I'm sitting there on the asphalt. We could have stayed as long as we wanted, it seemed. I mean, we were there for an hour at least, just uninvited, not credentialed in any way.
Oh, yeah.
We could have I feel like we would have got arrested if we tried to drive the car aggressively on the racetrack, but it was thought of, and just quickly, like, no.
This is good enough.
This is good. This is an incredible memory. Let's not ruin it by going to jail.
I mean, so many people listening must have a story like that.
Right.
Like, and it might have gotten a lot more interesting.
Yeah, and maybe jail was involved. I mean,
maybe jail was involved.
Right.
Maybe you pushed that envelope a smidge too far.
Right. And who knows? Maybe we missed out. Maybe Saturday night, you know, a Saturday night in jail in Vegas is an experience of its own. It might be.
A lot of places there feel like jail.
Don't know how to get out.
That's probably not fair.
Can't really get out. Don't know how to get out. Right.
There's no clock.
Right.
There's no feeling like this is ever going to get better. Will the sun ever come up? Anyway. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. This is WGR.